Buddha, Dharma, the Sangha. The fundamental teaching of Buddhism that underlies and explains all other teachings is very simply the teaching that everything possesses the Buddha nature. This can be expressed in another thing, in another way, everything is of the eternal. This explains the law of karma, the precepts. Why is it that some actions cause the deepening of suffering, and some actions lead to cessation of suffering? Because some actions are in harmony with this truth that everything possesses the Buddha nature, and some are not. Those which are not have consequences that show us that we've got something wrong, that we're out of harmony. Those actions that are in harmony with the Buddha nature, with the truth that everything possesses the Buddha nature, have consequences that confirm our faith that everything does possess the Buddha nature. The precepts are about this relationship between our actions of thought, word, and deed and this fundamental truth of existence. You can look at each of the precepts in this way. The refuges, the three pure precepts, the 10 great precepts. When Reverend Master expressed the three refuges, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha, with a slightly different wording, she was expressing her understanding of this fundamental truth from which all other truths derive. She said, I take refuge in the eternal. I take refuge in that which the eternal teaches. I take refuge in those who know the eternal. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha at the deepest level. Because understanding the refuges in this way provides the constant reference back to the underlying truth, the underlying principle. When the sixth patriarch, as expressed in the Platform Sutra, said that each of the three refuges is a way of taking refuge in our Buddha nature, he was saying the same thing. Although it expresses it in a way that can be a little hard to get one's head around, this is what the Scripture of Great Wisdom is about. The Skandhas five body, feeling, thought, volitional activity and consciousness, five aspects of what make up a human being, five aspects of a human being, the scripture says, are void, unstained, and pure, void of self, and their self nature, void, unstained, and pure. Then goes on to say lots of things don't exist within this void, including even the Four Noble Truths. When it gets to the point where it says, here there is no suffering, that's the First Noble Truth, no accumulation, meaning no accumulation of suffering, no means by which suffering is caused, that's the Second Noble Truth, no annihilation, meaning no cessation of suffering, no Eightfold Path. And as I said, it puts it in a peculiar way. It says, within this immaculate emptiness, within this voidness of self-nature, there are none of these things. It's not saying none of these things exist in any sense whatsoever. It's saying, if you think of them as having any existence or meaning outside of relationship to the eternal, there's nothing there. And that voidness of self, immaculacy of emptiness, immaculacy of nothingness, is a way of referring to the eternal without making the mistake, trying to avoid making the mistake of setting the eternal up as a kind of larger self, or as a God, in the normal way in which people think of, the usual way in which people think of gods. Of course, language, concepts, they have their limits. The important thing is that in these admittedly limited ways, something that is fundamentally real and true is being pointed to. And what is being said is that this is the real and enduring reality. Everything else derives its reality from it as it flashes by. Or and it flashes by. This is why for someone who is in his or her heart truly a monk, while there may be many things, many activities in which they enjoy doing and which is good for them to do, the very thought of doing them outside of the context of what they know in their heart to be the real meaning of being a monk makes them really go gray in the mind and become utterly meaningless and valueless. What it means to be a monk is to give one's life wholly to the eternal. To allow oneself to be taught in every detail of life to find the eternal, to find the Buddha nature in every situation, every person, every being, every object, every activity. To train oneself so as to grow more and more into harmony with the Buddha nature. That is to more and more truly and unself-consciously, more and more naturally live the precepts. So the precepts are not a moral code that one follows, but a description of enlightened activity. And always, we return again and again that place of silent meditation . Turn within and allow our Buddha nature, that Buddha nature to which we belong, to manifest naturally and to help us naturally. The Buddha nature, the eternal, is not an oriental despot. Does not force itself upon us. Does not ask that we be a groveling servant or slave. It is our very own true being, true nature. And it is an infinite love. Therefore, it is willing to wait and wait and wait for us to come around. And come to it with a heart of devotion and a heart of willingness and a childlike trust. When we come to it with those attitudes, we find that it is there. It is indeed a refuge in all time of need and in all difficulties. And that there is a source of help much greater than ourselves. And yet within our own heart, one might think that in speaking thus of the vocation of a monk, the spiritual life of a monk, I am thinking less of the vocation of a lay trainee or any person or being who isn't a monk. And that isn't true. To know something is true for oneself does not have to have a reference to anyone else. How others live their lives and what they do with them is their business. And for that matter, each of us is the beneficiary in an infinite number of ways of the generosity and kindness of others. So how can one look down upon those who are one's benefactor? How can the monk look down upon those who place offerings in the monk's bowl and who do activities that make human life possible for the monk? The gates of a true temple stand open, wide open, for all who truly seek the way.